You are about to experience a totally new dimension and
ideas. The intellectual thrill ride of the year. To the best of our knowledge, proudly presents
Dangerous
Ideas.
Hi, this is Sam Harris. I'm the author of Lying and Free Will and the End of Faith. And my dangerous idea is that we need to take seriously the fact that free will, as we know it, is an illusion. And it is an engine that produces myriad moral illusions that cost us personally and our society collectively. We know that no one has made himself. You didn't make your own genes. You didn't pick your parents. You didn't pick your environment. There's nothing about your environment or your brain that you are the author of, and yet your moment-to-moment states of your brain will produce every subsequent thought and action that becomes the stuff which you experience. When you look at a murderer who commits a heinous crime, it's only because we don't fully understand the neurobiology of human behavior and thought and emotion that we can look at that person and say that he is responsible for his crime in the deep sense that would merit vengeance on our part. When you look more closely, you see that he could not possibly have been the downstream cause of all of the micro-events in his brain that produced his crime. We see this rather effortlessly when you find a murderer who has a brain tumor in the right spot that is producing, let's say, a failure to regulate his emotion or impulse control. Well, then upon discovering the tumor, we say, he's just a victim of bad biology. He's not actually culpable for his crime. But the reality is that genes and biochemistry and the micro details of changing brain states provide the exact same exculpatory logic as a tumor. There's no difference between gene transcription and a tumor from the perspective of authorship of actions. It is a dangerous idea to take this seriously because what it strips out is the kind of moral indignation that is our default setting as primates who find the misbehaviors of other primates abhorrent. It would require that we treat misbehaving people, moral monsters, as monsters of a sort that grizzly bears and sharks and hurricanes are. When a hurricane kills people or when a grizzly bear kills people, this added level of expecting them to have done otherwise isn't there because they're grizzly bears. Well, psychopaths are psychopaths, and irretrievably selfish people are irretrievably selfish. So this has social and moral and legal implications, and I think it's time that we spoke honestly about it.